What's up, everyone? Day 3 of my travel to orbit, daily dose of destiny. So I've gone through all the missions of the first part of the story last night. These missions were a lot of fun. I really enjoyed them. There was a lot of complaints from the first, probably from Dark Blow, where you reran a lot of the content, but just backwards. In these story missions, we went to some of the same locations we have been before. And even though we did that same thing in older DLCs, this felt different to me. Maybe because we weren't just going back through a whole area. We went to an old area that we've been through. And we were able to go through another door into a bigger location that was more fleshed out. So we weren't just running, you know, a strike backwards. You're going to an old mission. You had to go talk to Rasputin again, and you had to get some of his cloaking codes. So you went down into the old ship in wherever, I forget what it's called, wherever all those old ships are. And you go down there, and then you go into a different door. This time, Taken have gotten in. Again, there's great dialogue between Cade and you and the Ghost. And I really like this mission. It had a lot of cool environments. Going down into that bunker was really cool. Searched all over for ghosts. Haven't been able to find any ghosts in any of the missions so far. I don't know if I'm just not looking at... Well, obviously I'm not looking in the right places or else I would find one. But still searching for those ghosts. That Rasputin mission, going back, I really enjoyed it. I think Rasputin's a really interesting character. Those war minds, I think, are going to have a lot to do with the story in the future. So I'm excited to see where that goes, to see if there's more in this DLC with the war minds. But I really enjoyed that mission. There was a really cool mission where you had to go and you get part of Crota's crystal that we destroyed from the Awakening mission. That was pretty intense because you get in there, you fight, you get down there, and you find the crystal, and everything's like, oh, okay, everything's cool, you defeat this, you fight this boss, and all of a sudden that boss gets taken, gets sucked out, and then all this stuff just starts spawning in, and you're getting overrun, and you have to run out of the level, and you're going through this level, and to open the doors, this is kind of interesting, and this will probably be a mechanic in the raid, I imagine, and this is just a way of training people that this is how this mechanic is going to work. You pick up these balls and you take them to these doors and it unlocks the seals on the doors to get out. Really cool mission, pretty hectic. The music was really good. I'm going to pick up the soundtrack as soon as I can because the music in this new expansion is really great. And apparently you get an emblem if you order it off the Bungie store. But I don't care about that. I'll probably just order it off of iTunes. So the missions have been awesome. Going through and fighting Oryx himself. I don't know if these missions were too short. Maybe they just felt too easy because I'm already level 40. Hit level 40 like almost instantly after I unlock my subclass. So I don't know if that's just my main hangup that they feel short because the content's too easy. I think it's supposed to be like level 31 to level 36. I think level 36, I could be wrong, is the recommended level for the last mission. And being level 40, you just kind of blow through everything and it makes it go really, really fast. So that could be part of the problem. I don't know. It's really, I'll have to go back and play through those again and kind of judge. Maybe I went through them too fast or I don't know. I'll have to figure something out. It felt okay to me. I don't feel like I was shortchanged on story missions. And this is just the first part. So after you beat Oryx, you go through the last level, you fight Oryx, you wake him, you actually fight him in his physical form because he's got another form. So he has a physical form, you fight him. This boss battle was really cool because there's two different phases. You're fighting him inside the dreadnought, and then when you get him down to a certain amount of health, he kind of teleports you to a different area where you fight him. And he's kind of on the outskirts, he's flying around, and he'll come in, and he'll slash at you with the sword, and then you do some damage to him, and he spawns other people in. And it was a really interactive fight. It didn't feel like he was just a bullet sponge that took him forever to die. It was interactive, you didn't feel frustrated like you were fighting, you know, the rotating shield guy in the level 32 Prison of Elders for the first time, which was super frustrating. It was a cool interactive fight. I liked it. It was thematic. You felt like you're... Well, I don't know if I ever felt like Oryx was some big, bad, you know, boss that I had to fear. You know, and that first thing when he destroys most of the Awoken, you're like, holy crap, this dude's crazy. And he's taking all these guys. But I never got that feeling in the fight to where I was like, oh man, this dude is like crazy powerful. He flew in a couple times. He had like a couple of blasts and like a floating orb, but I never felt threatened by him in these first story missions. So I don't know, maybe that's where my hang up is like I never felt that threat from Oryx. But I mean, we'll have to see. Again, that was just the first part of this expansion. So you beat Oryx, and then like the start screen, you know, Destiny the Taken King flashes up. So it's like, oh, this is just the beginning. This is like in a movie when you watch 5 minutes of it, and something happens, and all of a sudden you flash the title to remind you that this is the beginning of the movie. So I kind of got that feeling, so that there's a lot more coming after that. But I did like the battle with Oryx. Maybe when I unlock the higher difficulty, I'll punch that up, and we'll see how much of a difference it makes, if it makes that boss battle feel different. But I did enjoy the boss battle. I think Oryx, he's way cool looking. I like his character model. So that's really cool. So after that, there's all the other kinds of missions that, you know, opened up that you got to go do. Like everyone now, after you defeat Oryx the first time, has a mission. But going back to the end of this mission, you know, Oryx slams his sword into the ground and it stays there. And then cutscenes happen. Then Eris comes back and she touches the sword. And she gives a little dialogue. She's talking to the queen. I don't know which queen she's referring to. I don't know if she's talking about the Awoken Queen or someone else. But she touches Oryx's sword and it starts to crumble and it falls apart. And she pulls a shard out of it. And so it looks like it's going to be turned into one of the swords. Probably a legendary sword. So I'm kind of interested to see what happens with that. Still seems like Eris has some other ulterior motives or something going on with her. She's creepy. She's got three eyes and her mascara is bleeding all the time, so you can't trust her. So we'll see what happens with her. She's a really interesting character, though. Real creepy. Like, the dialogue between her and Cade, I think, is awesome. Like, the two play off each other so well, and Cade's hilarious, and Eris is just, like, downer and depressed and death and all the time. So it's really interesting. One of the cool missions that they can get into is you can go back into the Vault of Glass, and you get to find out a little bit more about Praedith and Kaber and their fire team. And this is a pretty cool mission. You get to go to where the oracles are, and you fight there's a ton of enemies in this area where you fight. Because behind, usually where the Templar spawns, that little disc circle is actually open now. Which I never even thought that would be a door. But apparently it's a door. Leads into the top of the Gorgon's maze. And you go down there and you fight a Taken Hydra and a bunch of guys. And you keep hearing transmissions from Praedith, who's talking about, you know, what's going on in the vault and stuff. Which is which was really interesting. In the end, you find the bones of Praedith. I have to go back and play the vault again, because I don't ever remember seeing, you know, his body where it was here. So I'll have to go back, I'll have to check that out to see if it's there, because it'd be cool if it was, and we just never noticed, and we're like, oh, that's the body of Praedith. We've been in this room so many times, and we never even thought to think. We never even thought that, you know, this is the body of one of the fire teams, the weapons that we have. You know, we all have Praedith's Revenge, you get that all the time. So that was really interesting, really cool level, really enjoyed it. One of the things that is really interesting in the Dreadnought, I went through, been finding a bunch of these crystals. There's 50 of them, and they open up the Book of Sorrows in the Grimoire, and they open up, you know, chapter by chapter, and they're all Roman numerals. What's that? Like, I don't know, Roman numerals bug me for some reason. Just put the number on it. I don't want to have to convert XVII in my mind to whatever number that is. Just give me the number. I don't mind. So, these are actually really interesting. I have 7 of them. They're all out of order. I have, like, some in the 30s. I have 2 of them. I think I have 7 and 12 or something, and then a bunch of them in the 30s. And piecing this together is a really interesting, I think it's the story of how the Hive happened. They talk about the Leviathans, And the Leviathans were mentioned before in other grimoire. So I'm going to have to go back and cross-reference those to see what it was talking about the Leviathans then. I think they might have been talking about the Leviathans were on Jupiter. Because in some of these grimoire cards, they mention, you know, there's gas above us, sky above us, and then water below. So I think they might be talking about Jupiter, but I'm not sure. But one interesting thing is in there's a chapter. It's chapter 10. It's called Immortals. They're talking about a person or some creature called Arash. And it mentions that some change is happening to Arash. And they ask her what the name is going to change to. And she says, I think it's a she. She says Oryx. A-U-R-Y-X. Which, you know, sounds like Oryx. O-R-Y-X. The Oryx that we know. So I wonder if it's kind of the story of how Oryx became what Oryx is now. From, it talked about, you know, being in the dark and being these creatures that were always being threatened by death. And somehow, like, these worms get introduced to this planet. And I think they become the hive on Jupiter, but I'm not sure. I'm going to have to do more research. I'm going to have to find all these crystals in order to piece this together. But I think this is the story of the hive and how they came about. And I think this is a pretty cool way to tell it. Like, I don't like that the Grimoire cards aren't in the game. But I like that there's 50 of these things that I have to go out and find. You know, you're reading these, you're not reading them in order. So you're kind of getting hints and pieces of the future. Then you're going back to the past. And eventually you'll be able to read this full story and figure out exactly what's going on. So I think that's this story. Want to know more? It's pretty interesting, except I got to go find, you know, I found 7 of them. So I've got 43 more to find, and hopefully it becomes, I think you piece it together and it becomes an exotic weapon. So that's pretty cool. Looking forward to that. One thing I'm not really liking right now is I'm not liking the color scheme of most of the legendary guns I'm fighting. There's this bright green and black. So I'm wondering, I know Bungie's is close to Seattle, and they're probably all big Seahawks fans, but, I mean, come on. Do we have to use Seahawks colors on these weapons? I've got a legendary machine gun that, you know, 80% of it is just this bright neon green. I'm like, this just looks ugly. I don't want to look at this thing. And then my primary legendary that I got is a Hawk auto rifle. And it's got the same green on the front. It's like, I don't want to look at this green all the time. It's too bright. It's too distracting. It gives my position away. All the hive can see where I'm at. So, I don't like it. I am excited, though, for going back and hitting up the Dreadnought. Started one or two missions. I put some beacons down. That place is big. There are so many little tunnels that you can go through. I went through one tunnel, and I ended up getting some debuff on me that actually killed me every time I would go into this tunnel. And I don't know what it was from. I don't know what it was coming from. I don't know if I was close to something on the other side of the wall that was killing me, or if there was something like inside this cave. But I did find a cave that had the soul of another creature in it. Don't know what that was about, but it was hidden and tucked away into this small little corner. So I don't know if the hive can just like kind of put any soul into these crystals that they have, or like some wizard was like, I really like this whatever, I can't think of what they're called. This thrall. Wanted to call them drudges for some reason. It's like, I really like this thrall. I'm gonna keep this thrall, I'm gonna go put him in this crystal, I'm gonna hide him way back in here into these tiny little caves. I keep finding these worms. And I keep thinking the worms like indicate that, okay, there's a worm here. I need to go shoot this worm because there's probably a secret close to these worms. But so far I haven't found anything next to it. So far, that's my impressions of day 3. I'm excited to go through, run some more. I still have to do the strikes. I haven't done any of the strikes yet. Still have to explore more of the Dreadnought. Still excited to go do the Shrine public event. Haven't really seen anyone else I guess I haven't even unlocked Patrol yet. I mean, there's so much that you still have to do before you even unlock Patrol. Which is, I mean, there's a lot of content here so far. So far, it's way more content than we got in the other DLCs. The other DLCs, we blew through the story missions on day 1, and that was really it. Then you had the end game for Dark Blow as the raid, which was a really short raid, and then you were done. No more. And same with The same with, man, I can't think of anything right now. It was the same with House of Wolves. House of Wolves, you do the story missions, and I like the story missions in House of Wolves. I enjoyed them. I wish there was more about Skolas, and I wish the Prison of Elders was more fun to do, and I would do it more, but haven't been able to do that. But so far, I like how they're doing it. I like that, you know, you get the story, the first part, you know, they know we're going to burn through the story. They say, here's the story, go burn through the story, come back after that, and here's all this other stuff that you have to do. All these other missions, here's, you still have to unlock patrol on the Dreadnought, you still have to explore the Dreadnought, find these 50 fragments, piece together the story of where the Hive came from, if that's what the story is about, I imagine it is. You know, find all the ghosts, and then, you know, do the Court of Orcs. There's still a lot of tiers that you have to go through there. I just barely got my first object to open tier one of the court, which I'm pretty excited for. I'm excited to do that. So there's all this stuff that they're going to keep us coming back for. You know, there's Arms Day. I haven't been too impressed with Arms Day, but I've only hit rank one. So, and I think in rank one, you get some materials and stuff. But some of those weapons, I just don't really want to use all that much. But some of them are cool. I like being able to try out a new style of weapon. So we'll see what happens when I get rank 2 for Arms Day and see what kind of awards we get from that. Really like the changes to the Cryptarch. Cryptarch's been giving me a lot of good stuff. I've been pretty lucky. I've ranked up Dead Orbit rank 1. I've actually started repping a faction now. Until now, all year one, I just stayed Vanguard. I didn't even attempt to do anything because I didn't do Crucible that much, and you need Crucible marks to buy any of their gear. So now it's really nice that you can just rep something very easily. It's also repping the Vanguard when you turn in stuff. Got some legendary marks, got to go get more of those, got to give me a legendary helmet, keep leveling up, keep finding that gear. And I've been really liking the Stormcaller. Stormcaller Super is really awesome to use. Been playing with the fire team partner Mike. He's got this new bow and arrow on his hunter, and that looks really cool. Every time he shoots that, all these tethers that come down, and he generates orbs like crazy. So I think for every enemy that he hits, it generates an orb. And then the lightning, throwing out lightning from my hands, that generates a crazy ton of orbs. So we're just feeding off of each other. We're always having our supers up and just destroying people in all these missions, which is, it's a lot of fun throwing out these lightning grenades. So that's really cool. I don't know when I'm going to go finish my second and third characters and level them up to 40. I have everything ready. I'm sure when I turn everything in, they will, but, you know, I'm still going through the missions. I don't want to stop, you know, this first run through. Maybe I'll go back later, and which will be nice. I'll be able to go through it slower, kind of look for stuff, look for those ghosts, look for those crystals. Hopefully, I'm sure the crystals are account bound, so really liking Taken King so far, or day 3, so let's see how much more we can go, and how many more days we're going to do this for. So, have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, Steven @StevenLamson. Peace.